Perfection and Me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, Absolute Philosophy, Absolute Philosopher, bringing you Perfection and Me. Perfection and Me. This is a topic that has concerned philosophers and people of many ilk throughout the entire years, throughout the entire time. They want to be their perfect self. We want to be our perfect self. And what is our perfect self? Who is our perfect self? Am I my perfect self? Now, I'd like to be my perfect self. I would like to be my perfect me, perfection in me. Wouldn't that be wonderful to be perfect? Wouldn't that be wonderful to be our ideal? Wouldn't that be wonderful to be all that we ever could be, which perfection alludes to? Perfection and me. Well, we can be perfect, and we are perfect, to the degree that we believe that we are perfect. And it's not a matter of belief, it's to the degree that we place our consciousness on an aspect of perfection. Now, what does perfection mean? Perfection means the completeness of any given thing. A perfect drop of water is a drop of water that is perfect H2O. It's not a matter of size. That's quality and quantity. It's a matter of quality, not quantity. Because a perfect drop of water could be the ocean. A perfect drop of water could be a lake, could be a drop, could be a minuscule drop of water. It's not the quantity, but the quality. What makes up the drop of water? The water is made up of a drop of H2O, hydrogen and oxygen. Water is made up of H2O. Water is made up of substance. Water is made up of an aspect. Now, the perfect drop of water would be pure H2O without any impurities in it or anything that is unlike its nature. Now, if that's a perfect drop of water, what would we say would be a perfect man? My. Now, we run into all sorts of interesting possibilities here. The perfect man, Perfect man, he has a perfect body. What's a perfect body? Perfect man, he has a perfect mind. What's a perfect mind? The perfect man, he has a perfect spirit. What's a perfect spirit? How do you define these things? Hey, it's easy defining the drop of water as H2O, but now when you're getting into man, and you're getting into man, now, do I want to get into man? Do I want to get into me? What is the perfect me? Now, the perfect me is a being that is content, that is fulfilled, and that is, what would you say, peace, that is happy. There you go. The perfect me is a happy, content, peaceful being. Now, how do I be a perfect being? Happy, content, perfect being. How do I be that? I haven't spoken at all about my physical self. I haven't spoken at all about the organ action functions of my body. I haven't spoken at all about the perceptivity of my body, the ability to see with my eyes, ears, nose, and all of my senses and be aware of them. No. The perfect me does not dwell on any one of those things. Those are outer objectivity that have nothing to do with the perfect me. Perfection and me is a completely separate item from anything that could be quantity. The quality of me is who I am. Now, the quality of me is not my body. The quality of me is not my mind nor my spirit. The quality of me is that which I am, the allness that I am. Now, does the allness have the ability to fit into a physical body? Does the allness, the all-knowingness, if you will, does that infinite knowledge, the infinite awareness, have the ability to fit into this brain of mine? Does the universal mind, as we conceive it to be, has it the capacity to be in a human brain? Or does it just use a human brain? Is a human brain merely the vehicle which the mind uses? Is the body merely the vehicle that the mind uses? Interesting concept. Interesting way of looking at something like that. And as we look at something like that, what do we see? What do we see? What do we think? What do we feel? What sort of attitude do we have in our beingness about perfection and me? Well, we so easily get into the rut, so easily get into the attitude that we are our body, that I am my body, that I am my mind. And that's the smallest part of who I am. Are you your automobile? Are you your car? Are you the vehicle that you drive around in now and then? How often do you drive your car? Some people a lot. But how often does a normal person drive a car? Just to go where he wants to go. As his body is a vehicle that takes his thinking system where he wants to go, so the car is a vehicle that takes our body where we want to go. And it does not limit us. We can have the grandest vehicle in the world, or we can have the most humble vehicle in the world. It wouldn't make any difference. We could walk. That's humble, you might say, in the grand scheme of automobiles, but we could walk. How happy some people are to walk who have difficulty with their legs. How happy some people are to experience aspects of their body when they have a little difficulty with that aspect. Our bodies are just like our cars. We keep them up with proper maintenance. We keep them up with proper taking care of them. We create them out of the infinite allness, and we maintain them out of the infinite allness. Sometimes we think that's not true, but it is. Perfection and me. The perfect me is that dreamer in me, that wondrous, creative, imaginative beingness. The intuitive me, the self of me that reaches out far beyond any possibilities and recognizes all in the allness right now. Interesting, you know? We have a tendency to get mixed up in what perfection and me just means. And of course, the me is the you and the all of us, but perfection and me, what does that really mean? Can we ever have an imperfect spirit? Can we ever have an imperfect allness of the mind? Can we ever have an imperfect atom? Or how do we say, whatever the substance is of our body? Can any part, any aspect, any atom of our body be imperfect? What sort of things do we have that are imperfect? It's just when we take our attention away from the perfection. When I keep my attention on my perfection, then I have a perfect body, perfect mind, perfect spirit. I am all perfect. When I take my attention onto something I think is imperfect, then I empower that imperfection to be expressed in my life. And who needs to have an imperfection be empowered to be in our life? No. We do that when we play games. We do that when we drift off into the creative aspect of the universe. We created every being in this universe, and some of these beings are expressing themselves in interesting ways, pretending that they're limited, pretending that they can't do things, pretending that they don't know things, pretending that, and then they write stories about this and make plays about this and make theater about this and make news about this and go into the television and into the theater, and they think it's just so wonderful. Oh, it's so grand. You gotta tell the whole unearthly story. And then as they tell these things, then they sound, oh, hey, that's interesting, that's kind of nice. I would like to train myself. In fact, I am training myself, and I'm doing this every single moment. I'd like to train myself 100% of the time to look into who I am, into my perfection. Look into my perfect mind and dwell there. Look into my perfect spirit and dwell there. Look into my perfect body and dwell there. Look into my perfect allness and dwell there. And dwelling there is the most rewarding, thrilling, fulfilling, exciting adventure I could possibly have, because dwelling there, I'm dwelling in the allness, I'm dwelling in the isness, and it is so fulfilling and rewarding and exciting. Perfection in me, the more I put my attention on perfection and me, the more I experience perfection and me. The more I put my attention on that which is of delight and interest to me, the more I experience it. I can experience the allness when I make that my attention. I can experience the isness. I can experience the reality that I am. I can experience a perfect body if that is where I put my attention. Because the perfect body is there. It's just a matter of me putting my perfect attention on it. If you put your perfect attention on limitation, then you will create limitation for yourself very abundantly. If I put my perfect attention on anything I don't want to happen, I empower that to happen with all the power in the universe. And so it is. Perfection in me, as I think about perfection, and I think about me, I get the biggest niggle and biggest happiness and the biggest feeling of goodness that you can imagine, because perfection in me is the most common thing in the world, the most usual thing in the world, the most wonderful thing in the world, and it is done now. I call it forth, I live it, I breathe it, I act upon it, and just as I am that perfect drop of water conceivable, so I am the perfect man conceivable, the perfect mind, the perfect spirit conceivable, the perfect allness conceivable. And I am conceivable right now, because that is the possibility and the potentiality in my mind, in my infinite thinking quality. It is really exciting. It is really revealing and rewarding, because I do it for myself. And as I do it for myself, all of a sudden, I realize that every person on the face of the earth, in the universe, in the allness, is perfect too, just like me. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that a wonderful way to go? Join me. I invite you. I love you. I love you. I love you.